We are back at Wayne State, an absolutely beautiful summer night here in Detroit as the Lions are holding an open practice for what appears to be more than 10,000 fans. And we are pleased to be joined by the president of the Lions, Tom LaWand. And give us your take on this. You said how many tickets?
It's fantastic. We distributed over 11,000 tickets. We had unbelievable demand. And as you can see, the turnout's just amazing. It really is a fun night.
Well, you know that this fan base is really passionate about your team. And the number one headline this week has been the topic surrounding Ndamukong Suh. And I know you've answered the question a lot. But why shouldn't fans be concerned?
Well, I think fans shouldn't be concerned because of two reasons. One is our track record with keeping guys here. Guys like Herman that we did several contracts with to keep them here for their careers. We've got a track record of trying to do that with our guys. And then the second thing is when you got two willing parties. You know, we wanted Ndamukong to be here. He said he wants to stay here. And when you have that in place, generally you can reach an agreement. And it may take a little more work after the season's done. But we've done a lot of deals in February and March to keep guys around. And I'm not worried about this one.
Now, Tom, you guys have, in the offseason, there was a lot made about the coaching search, going out trying to find that right guy. I think you guys feel like you've gotten the right person. Do you think this team is really, I guess, gravitated to this coach at this point?
Herman, it's unbelievable. It really is special. I mean, we had a team meeting today before we came down here, and you could feel something in the room that I haven't seen in the now 20 years I've been with the Lions. And even, you know, back in with Coach Fonts and Coach Ross, there just was something. There's a connection that you need to have with your head coach, as you well know. And that connection has taken place. We have a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong. But Jim's message is resonating with our guys. The attention to detail and the fundamentals, we're going to see that message continue to resonate.
We have this practice here tonight, Tom, but more practices in Allen Park. Get people up to speed with how they can watch this team practice in
person. You know, tomorrow we've got an open practice. If you go down to any one of the Metro Detroit Ford dealers, get a wristband, you can come down for free. Then Friday will be our first open practice. Just come on down and enjoy the practice. And then Saturday we have a family day. Next week, next Wednesday, we'll be down at Ford Field for open practice. So tons of opportunities to come out and see us. Tons of opportunities for our players to get in the community and really interact with our fans. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Tom, you know, I asked Coach Caldwell and he kind of dodged the question a little bit. And I think it's a fair question, and you're more like us. You know, you watch a little bit like a fan as well. How do you think this draft class early on, you know, last year's class was phenomenal. I mean, really, the contributions they made. What do you see early on? Because I see you out there every day. You're watching too, and your football knowledge obviously has increased over the years.
Well, they're hard workers, and they take it seriously. And that's really what you can look for early on in a rookie's tenure. Is are they taking it seriously? Are they learning? Are they improving every day? And I see that in this class. And the people who have been around them, their position coaches, our player development director, Galen Duncan, who's been around them a lot, is really impressed with how serious these guys are about the challenges that are in front of them and how much hard work they're putting in.
Let's talk a little bit about the preseason schedule. Of course, we're thrilled to have all the games on 7. These guys will be in the booth. I'll be on the sideline. Little focus on that first game, huh?
Johnny Manziel. May have a little caravan from Cleveland coming up to Detroit for that one. It's exciting. It's obviously been one of the big narratives in the NFL this spring and this summer into training camp. So having that show roll into town will be really interesting. And then our old friend Nate Burleson will be with them. And and so it'll be good to see him and a good way to get tuned up for the season and get some real work in doing some live tackling.
How about the regular season? Trip to London coming up, a great experience for the Lions, the team.
Well, you and I put in for our first class.
We did.
Absolutely.
I had a knee replacement. Right. Uh-huh. I need to stretch.
The QE2 leaves at like September 15th, so you better hurry. But we're excited about the whole season. But obviously, you know, the old cliche, which is true, you got to take them one game at a time. So we'll start with Monday night against the Giants coming up in a few weeks, and obviously excited about that way of kicking off the season. And then a lot of division matchups early on. You know, you've got Minnesota coming up in a hurry, Green Bay coming up in a hurry. So we've got to get off to a good start in order to position ourselves to be competitive late when we have to go out to Lambeau and out to Soldier Field.
We got to wrap it up. We appreciate the time you gave us tonight. Congratulations on organizing this. I know a lot of work goes into it.
Thank you much.
So very well done. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching tonight. We will be back on the air next Saturday night with Lions Tailgate. It will be the Lions hosting the Cleveland Browns. And then, of course, Matt Shepard, Herman Moore, and Rob Rubick will call the game as the Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns square off to start the preseason action. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, and we'll see you next Saturday.